A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, February 13th, 2023. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the importance of radio worldwide. February the 13th was proclaimed as an important day for commemorating radio in 2011 by UNESCO member states and adopted by the United Nations General Assembly as an international day in 2012. In its 12th edition this year, the theme of World Radio Day highlights the independence of radio in conflict resolution and peace building. According to the United Nations, in reporting and informing the general public, radio stations shape public opinion and frame a narrative that can influence domestic and international situations and decision-making processes. The United Nations further says professional independent radio strengthens democracy and provides the foundation for sustainable peace. Radio is widely known as a powerful medium for celebrating humanity in all its diversity and constitutes, according to the UN, a platform for domestic democratic discourse. At the global level, radio remains the most widely consumed medium. This unique ability to reach out the widest audience means radio can shape a society's experience of diversity, stand as an arena for all voices to speak out, to be represented and heard. More than 3 billion people listen to radio per week, as per Pew Research. Namhla sikhuluma ngokuqakatheka kwemisakazo emhlabeni wonke jikelele ngesikhathi kunanzwa usuku lwemisakazo oleWorld Radio Day. Inhlanganiso ye-United Nations ithi lo nyaka kuqakathekiswa ukulondolozwa kokuthula okulakho okwenziwa imisakazo. Kulabantu abafika amabhiliyoni afika phose amathathu abalalela imisakazo ngeviki. Lokhu kubikwa yinhlanganiso ye-Pew Research. Ngenani kuhlelo kulamanje esixoxeni ngodaba lolu. In Zimbabwe, there are 2 national commercial radio stations, 12 regional or provincial commercial stations, and more than 12 registered community radio stations. They include Ntepe Manama Community Radio Station, Kasambezi Radio Bukalanga, Nyangani FM, and others. The public broadcaster ZBC also operates radio stations which include Power FM, National FM, and Radio Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe also has at least 7 college radio stations. The Zimbabwe service of the Voice of America, well known as Studio 7, is among some of the most common radio stations in the country. It broadcasts from Washington, D.C. Our correspondent, Mlondolozi Ndlovu, spoke with media trainer, Tafatso Sandi, about the importance of World Radio Day.
All right. Thank you so much. Today we are commemorating the World Radio Day, and the theme is Radio and Peace. So radio is very important in communities and at nation at large, because we use radio as an instrument to further the notion of peace. You know, peace brings people together, and we as Zimbabweans, we are a peaceful citizens. So peace is one of our major core value as Zimbabweans. So on radio, we can play music and have some discussions that brings together Zimbabweans peacefully. You know, Zimbabwe is a diverse country. We have a lot of languages, and we have some stations that speaks in our local languages, language like Shona, Isindebele, Kalanga, Venda, to cement the diversity.
That was Tafasa Sandi, a media trainer. Our correspondent Utendo Mawere also spoke to Owen Liwayo of Mukanga FM.
Ndutasa kuti tiri muchipinge kuti Owen Liwayo ndiri mugari muchipinge uyezve ndichishanda neboka rinonzi Mukanga FM. vemuganga FM secommunity radio station yakakosha pakuti inotepetuna mashoko anoenderana nenharaunda yaanenge achitefenyura. Community radio inobatsira nekuti inodetsera nekuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo dzaidzisikasvikike nemastation atanga takakura takajairira anonziwo manational kana commercial radio stations anga asikasviki kune nharaunda dzekumapeto-peto enyika. Asi secommunity radio inoti inenge iri ikoko kunharaunda ikoko inokwanisa kuti vanhu vanzwiwo mashoko ezviri kuitika munharaunda uyezve zviri kuitika munyike nekunze kwenyika. Chakanakira zvecommunity radio station ndechekuti vagari vemo vane yanonzi pachirungu element of ownership pane zvinenge zvichiitwawo pa nekuranwa nekufambisana kunoitwa community radio station. Tichida zvekuzvitarisa kuti sezuva ranhasi reWorld Radio Day tinorikoshesa nekuti rinoita kuti vanhu vazive kuti chinhu chinonzi redhiyo chinobatsira kufambisa mashoko, chinobatsira kudzidzisa, chinobatsira kuti vanhu vagari vari informed, vagari vachiziva nezviri kuitika, uyezve chinobatsira kuti vanhu vawanewo pavanoenda vachinotandara vachitaurawo zvinovabatsira uyezve pachiitwa kana talent identification.
That was Owen Dliwayo of Muganga FM. He was speaking there to our correspondent Rutendo Mawere. He was speaking, you know, on matters that you know, center on radio, which is a very important medium. So now we've got on the line Mrs. Dorcas Wobe. She is a former media practitioner and is now based in USA. Mrs. Wobe, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Yes, tell us about the importance of radio in society, taking into account that today is Radio Day.
Thank you. For me, it's a nostalgic subject. Radio is no doubt an important source of news and information dissemination, especially to underdeveloped communities. I say so because it is affordable, it is user-friendly, it reaches out to so many people, especially marginalized rural communities where it is dominant. And most importantly, it has the strongest impact. That's my take on radio.
So now looking at International World Radio Day, how important is it for people to actually commemorate this day?
I think when you talk in terms of reaching out, the impact, you cannot ignore radio. So as we commemorate Radio Day, I think we need to remember that the majority of people live in the poorest areas where accessibility to various forms of media is very limited. And therefore, we need to bring them on board. We need to discuss with them issues that affect them. Gone are the days when people talked of development, that talk-down approach. We need to embrace them. Let them talk for themselves. They know their priority needs. Let's embrace them. So for me, it reminds me that radio, they should remember those things, important issues, to the majority of people.
Yes, so talking about that, you know, if we bring in the aspect of women and radio, how important and critical is it for women to actually follow, listen, and contribute to radio material?
You know, in the olden days, we used to have radio programs run by women, for women. And what that meant was they could prioritize their needs, speak to decision makers in various ways, like on different issues that affected them. You know, we're talking basic priority needs here, where they could inform through radio programs, government departments looking at assisting communities. And I underline the fact that priorities are the most important. And those priorities are determined by the people on the ground. In this case, you're talking women. Women should be engaged so that they identify their own needs and then have other stakeholders come into play to help them address those needs. It's the only way you can have impact.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Spanda. Mrs. Wobe, sorry, stay on the line. We also have Mr. Tshaona Spanda, who is in the United Kingdom. He's a media practitioner. Baba Spanda, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yes, so today is International World Radio Day. So how do you feel? You are a media practitioner and you used to work for ZBC. So how important is it to commemorate this day?
Well, Gibbs, first of all, I must emphasize and detail the importance of radio as follows. Radio is immediate. It reaches everyone. It's adaptable, cost-effective. And to go into detail, Gibbs, radio is one of the most immediate ways to reach your audience, as I'm sure you do with your VOA.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure your listeners can count on your radio as a right now source of for news and information. As you broadcast, your listeners are able to hear it in real time, as you provide them with entertainment, news, and current information.
Yeah, so umasikhangela khonoku Baba Spanda ngesindebele siyabona ukukhathekile kakhulu ukuthi abantu belalele imisakazo. Ubona zani ikhatheke kangalani imisakazo sibili kuZulu lapha ngesindebele?
Gibbs isindebele sami
Chagasona baba. Chagasona kona.
Radio zvakanakira mukomo wangu Gibbs ndekuti inosvika kune vanhu vakawanda. Anditika, muchitaura paya vari kumaruwa, vari kumatauni, vanokunzwai. And haina kuti hanzizo muchange muchibvisa mari yakawanda kuti muterere kuradio. Radio mukwanisa kuita mabhatri, muterera. Even muri kumaruwa, muri kugwanda, kucholocho. Hazvina basa kuti magetsi ariko here ikoko, but as long as radio yenyu ine mabhatri, mutoziva kuti matonaka makuterera mukoma Gibbs Dube from America, from Washington every night.
Mhm. Saka yakakosha ezvikuru kwazvo.
Aiwa zvikuru, zvikurusa, zvikurusa. If I may just explain something in English,
yes,
just like looking at the Turkey Syria earthquake disaster. When that disaster struck last week, Turkish and Syrian citizens have relied solely on radio to get timely news and updates. Even with the loss of power, as I was saying a few minutes ago,
mm-hmm.
a battery-operated radio can be relied on for information that may be life-saving. So in times of crisis, radio has always been a reliable source that communities can depend on.
Aha. Uh-huh. So stay on the line there, Mr. Spanda. Let's go back to umama, uTokas Spanda. Ngesindebele nje amafutshane kolapho ubona zani ke abantu kusengathi ukukhatheke kanganani ukuba belandele imisakazo, Mrs. Hobe.
Kuqakathekile sibili ngoba imisakazo ipha abantu ulwazi ngokwenzakalayo okuqakathekileyo. Kungabe kuyini, kungabe kuyimkhuhlane, kungabe kuyimfundo nje. Kuqakathekile kakhulu. Kulolutho olungihluphayo kodwa ngokubona kwami ebantwini abangathi sebethuthukile, iradio ingathi sisifa. I-power ye-radio ebantwini abanjali isilokhu incipha, incipha. Ngoba sebesiya kuma-music podcasts and i-news on streaming sites bethumezela through social media. So at the end of the day, labo bantu kuthi ukuthi iradio kibo kayisabasizi njengalokhu ebikwenza emuntwini wonke nje jikelele.
Aha, so hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu. Sicela ubambe khonapho, we are going to take a brief break and then after the break we'll bring in Miss Vivian Marara. So let's take a brief break. So I think we are not yet ready for the quick break. Let's go back to, yeah, okay, so.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. Now we've got our guests, and they are Mrs. Dorcas Hobe, who is a former media practitioner. We have Mr. Tshaona Spanda in the United Kingdom, who is a media practitioner. And now we are joined by Vivian Marara, who is a media development expert based in Harare. Ms. Marara, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dewey.
Thank you so much. So as a development expert, you know what radio can do. And I guess there are not as many commercial radio stations as one may think in Zimbabwe, but still maybe people are saying things are working for the population. So is radio penetrating the most rural or basic communities in Zimbabwe?
So in the past 2 years or so, Zimbabwe witnessed a rapid growth in terms of the community radio sector, which is the third tier where one would expect that issues around development and also the reaching of marginalized and underrepresented communities is better serviced. So you find that the emergence or the establishment of community radios in Zimbabwe started taking off ground about 2 years ago. So as of now, there is a lot of startup support that is being provided to get these stations on air and also ensure that when they start broadcasting, they reach the marginalized and underrepresented communities. So I can say that in light of the developments that have occurred in the past 2 years, we have seen a bit of growth in terms of the reach of community radios, especially when it comes to marginalized and rural communities. You would appreciate that the stations that were licensed, a majority of them are domiciled in those communities which are either marginalized and hard to reach, or those communities where the predominant language is sort of like classified as a minority language. So you find that the emergence of these community radios has really done a lot in terms of ensuring that radio reaches the marginalized and underrepresented communities. I wouldn't say the same for the national stations and also the provincial or regional stations, who are more or less urban-centric. So you find that as much as these have been in existence longer than the recently licensed community radio stations, not much has been done in terms of trying to penetrate the marginalized and underrepresented communities. So hope is high that the coming in of community radios will be a lot in terms of ensuring that the marginalized and underrepresented get access to radio.
So now, how important is radio in terms of democratic processes? Let's say in Zimbabwe, for example, we know that it is highly regulated. So who actually produces content, and is that content actually being governed by certain regulations, you know, especially political content? Briefly there.
Yes, so the importance of radio, as indicated by the previous speakers, can never be overemphasized, because radio is immediate, radio is accessible to all, radio is a low-cost medium of communication. So its importance is very high. So you find that some people, in as much as they might say the emergence of the internet is, greatly improved access to information, the same cannot be said, especially looking at the rural and the marginalized communities. So in terms of the type of content that the radios are disseminating in Zimbabwe, you find that obviously there are always regulations in terms of the type of content that some of the radio stations are allowed to broadcast. When you look at those radio stations which are predominantly state-aligned, you find that when it comes to the broadcasting of political content, it's at times skewed to favor a certain narrative. And when it also comes to community radios, you also find that the Broadcasting Services Act, which is the regulation that regulates the operation of the broadcasting sector, it bars community radios from broadcasting political content. So in some instances, there are some quarters who are saying even the political content extends to even election-related information, such as voter education or voter awareness by community radios. So I'll say in brief, in terms of the legislation, when it comes to commercial stations and also the public broadcasting radio stations, the regulation does not bar certain political content, but I think the editorial policy on its own then determines how the radio stations operate. But when it comes to community radios, the legislation is very clear that they should not broadcast any political content.
Mm. So stay on the line there, Ms. Vivian Marara, who is a media development expert. Let's go back to Mr. Tshawe Naspanda in London. Mm-hmm. So Mr. Naspanda, Mr. Naspanda, was
just to take you back to what Sis Dokas said about fearing that we are seeing the end or the beginning of the end of radio. I would want to slightly differ with her, because radio has adapted to changing technologies and consumer trends. Radio is now accessible through laptops, computers, phones, and even smart speakers. I'm sure you'll agree with me, Gibbs, that when I say radio is also a companion medium, it reaches listeners while they are at work, at home, and while they are mobile. So even with ongoing changes in technology and communication platforms, radio remains a constant and a much-loved, reliable, familiar friend.
Mm. Can you say that in Shona? Go ahead, say.
Even tuku sisi boka zanga chitiwa nene technology kuya ndofunga radio aicha tereru no anu ajinji nyokuti isusu tikura taenda pama wireless aya kuti unongo inayo uri mumba but mazwano ne technology yaveko iyi munhu anenge aine access ku radio pa phone pake pa radio motikari pama cell phone, pama computer kubasa, uyezwe pama laptop avo. Saka akusi kuti radio iri kuenda anyway, ayo. But kuti iri kuchinjawo ne kuchinja kuita technology munyika.
Aha.
Amazon.
Yes,
so radio aimbofyakafa kuenda anyway, aiwa kwete. Zvinongo chinja ndizvokuti uri kuteerera uri papi.
Hai siyauzwa kakhulu ke bamba konapo sibuyele kumama. Unkosikazi Dokas Hobe. So liyazwela lapha mama uSibanda ukuthi hayi iradio vele ngeke yawa noma kanjani. So ke akumphendule khonapho-ke sizwe ukuthi pho-ke Studio 7 imisakazo enjalo liyayilalela yini, njalo nxa liyilalela lizwa iphuma njani, njalo kuyini elikufisa ukuthi likulalele. Ngamafutshane sibili mama.
Bengucho enqeya angizwakalanga kuhle.
Yeah.
Mina bengikhuluma ngama privileged communities.
Mhm.
Ngisithi mina kulabo i impact yakhona e radio. It's not as much as in underlying ama stakeholders like rural communities.
No.
Ngoba ngisithi ukuthi ama listeners especially let's say i urban youth sebelalela ama-music podcasts, news kuma-streaming sites, and bese bethumela izinto zabo ku-social media. Yikho bengikuzama ukukuchasisa.
Yeah,
it's a privileged communities.
So singathi vele iradio lokhu iqakatheke kakhulu noma kanjani?
Iqakatheke lokhu manje, as far as I'm concerned, it's the most ele-rich
in terms of reach, in terms of impact. It has impact.
Yes, I was a cool mama.
For the reasons that we've already cited.
Yes, I was a cool. What you can say, Vivian Marara, Miss Marara, we know that you speak 14 languages. So, ngena ngesindebele khona lapho ngamafutshane sibese sibuza omnye umbuzo ngasitshona qhubeka mama khona ke sikhuluma ngakho ye umbuzo ukuthi-ke iradio ayisozibhidlike noma kanjani ostudio 7 liyabalalela yini njalo nxa libalalela libezwa njani siphuma njani kola ngapha basivimba kumbe vele siyabe sikhuluma into elingazilaleliyo
bayalalelwa definitely ngabantu abathize and ufind ukuthi ama-radios asetshenziswayo abantu vele bafuna wona lawo are-accessible kubo-studio 7 so ngivumela la bakhuluma ukuthi in as much as i-internet isibuyile i-radio i-right ngoba it can adapt to even ama-technologies lawo abuyayo so in as much as yes you might say ukuthi kulama-access challenges especially emakhaya you however find ukuthi abantu abathize emakhaya sebelamafoni lawana esiwathi ngefishwena imbuzi ekwanisa ukuthi umuntu elalele iradio esefonini yakhe so ungahamba ekhaya sibili uyakwanisa ukuchayisana nomuntu endleleni elalela iradio yakhe elalela i-studio 7 yakhe ngoba abantu sebelezi ndlela ezokuthi bekwanise ukulalela iradio ngoba kwezinye isikhathi ama-radio angikhona ayabebagibela but abantu abaningi sebelamafoni akwanisa ukuthi belalele ama-radio station so i-radio ngokwayo ayisoze yama
ye so briefly ngesikhiwa so what's your take on issues concerning radio stations like studio 7 do people listen to them and if so what do they like out of these stations
from what I've gathered in the past you find that a lot of people do listen to stations such as studio 7 Why they prefer stations such as Studio 7 is because you are able to cover certain issues which some stations here in Zimbabwe might feel that it's a bit impossible for them to cover certain issues. So the mere fact that you are broadcasting from out of Zimbabwe, you already have dealt with the threat of having maybe intelligence people banging on your door or on your gate or trying to shut you down or buzz. Trying to shut you down. So the advantage with Studio 7 is that you are able to offer the alternative. You are able to cover the other side, which at times some of the media here in Zimbabwe might feel which, is a bit tricky for them to cover.
Yes.
So I at times feel that that is what people prefer. And at one time I remember there were bans that were issued when it comes to certain gadgets which were able to access Studio 7, especially in the rural areas. And I remember at one time there were raids that were done at Radio Dialogue. But over time, things have changed and people now have access to those radios, which enable them to listen to stations such as Studio 7. So the alternative that you present in your broadcast is what citizens here in Zimbabwe I hate you to access, especially on a daily basis.
Thank you very much. 5 seconds, Mr. Spanda. Your last word. 5 seconds.
Well, as Vivian is saying, I'm sure the reason why Studio 7 is so popular in Zimbabwe is because of its news content. As a former ZBC reporter myself, I know how it works.
Yes.
You only cover most times ZANU-PF rallies. Like now we are getting to a period of...
Yes, our time is up, Mr. Spanda. Thank you very much. We've come to the end of our show today. We thank our guests and everybody who joined us tonight on Studio 7. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.